This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 11th of September 2022. Today is the contesting edition of News West, and we'll talk about contests coming up in the near future and provide a bit of information that newcomers to contesting especially may find useful. There's an entertaining story from Mac, VK6MM, describing his exposure to the amateur radio contest when he were a wee lad, and I ponder on the place of world politics in amateur radio. It's my delight to introduce two new additions to the News West team, and you'll hear from both of them in today's episode. Our email address is newswest@vk6.net, and our website is vk6.net. When we enter this great hobby of amateur radio, one of the first cautions we are told is that on air we don't discuss politics or religion. Some people do, however, the vast majority of us stay clear of those topics. I support the stance by avoiding the discussions on topics that most people hold quite firm, polarised views. We maintain our friendly on-air encounters, leaving us free to talk about more relevant matters like our hernia operation or hip replacement. Well, hopefully you noticed that I was joking there. So having accepted that we leave politics out of amateur radio, where do we stand when amateur radio contest organisers ban contacts with certain countries because of events in that region? Let's be blunt, I'm referring to the decision of the organising committee of the Oceania DX contest to exclude contacts with Russia and Belarus and the Russian-friendly Donbass region of the Ukraine. How can that action be debated? Is it a political gesture or a humanitarian one? Furthermore, will that exclusion make any difference to the Russian government? Will it help anyone in the Ukraine? Before anyone gets hot under the collar, I'm not singling out the OCDX for special attention. It's not the first contest to make this ruling. It's just the latest, and it's one of our contests, so we talk about it. To date, I haven't seen a statement of position from the Wireless Institute on the OCDX decision. The OCDX is a WIA-supported contest. Hopefully this will be clarified by the WIA before the contest begins. So what's your opinion? Should amateur radio become involved in the politics of the world? What measure do we use to determine what's acceptable and what's not? Have amateur radio sanctions been imposed on other countries who invade other countries or are violating human rights? There are Middle Eastern and African countries who would merit such sanctions. If we continue to apply those sanctions, is it a good thing for amateur radio? Or is it not? What do you reckon? It appears to me that there's a conversation to be had about amateur radio applying sanctions for political or humanitarian reasons. Will we ever have that conversation? I'm Bob, VK6POP.
The CQ Magazine's Worldwide Ritty DX contest is held each year on the last full weekend of September. The contest draws over 15,000 participants with over 3,600 logs submitted from around the world. This year's event is on September the 24th to the 25th, starting midnight UTC Saturday and ending 23:59 UTC Sunday. There are some rule differences between the CQWW SSB/CW contest and the Ritty contest. Identical wording is used for both the Ritty and the CW/SSB rules, where the intent is the same. However, there are some key differences for the Ritty. Firstly, no 1.8 MHz operation. Secondly, for multi-single stations, there's an 8-band changes per clock hour rather than a 10-minute rule. Thirdly, different country contacts within any continent, not just North America, gets 2 points. Same country contacts get 1 point. Fourthly, third multiplier for QSOs with USA and VE stations. Wow. Different countries within a continent. Wouldn't that give a huge advantage to Europe and Asia? And it doesn't exist for Australia at all. But anyway, if you'd like to have a go, the CQWW Ritty contest is on in 2 weeks. You'll find the rules at the website cqwwritty.com.
It's my pleasure to welcome two new members to the News West team this week, and there's Paul VK6EMD and Greg VK6 Lima Hotel. I had a brief interview with them just the other day, so without further ado, let's hear what they have to say.
So now I'm introducing Paul, who's just recently come to Western Australia, and he's caught up with us and he's willing to join the team. I hope he's still willing to be in the team after he's with us for a while. But anyway, hello, Paul. Would you like to tell us about your background in amateur radio?
Sure, of course. It's a very, very brief introduction. I'm absolutely delighted to be here, and thanks very much for asking me to be part of the team. I'm delighted to try something new. My interest in amateur radio has been ongoing for many years, although because of work commitments, I've only just really started. I sat the foundation license in the UK last year in October, having been introduced to amateur radio locally in Scotland by GM60X, Billy McFarlane, who ran my local club. And my interest in it really stems from my grandfather and my great-grandfather. My grandfather was a ham. I was too small to remember his call sign when he went silent key. I was 7 years old when that happened. But I gained an awful lot from sitting on his knee, listening to him working his amateur radio when I was a small child. And my great-great-grandfather was a radio operator for the British Army in the Great War. And I'm going to try and do a little spiel about that as regards some history of amateur radio, because he participated as a CW operator in the Great War and then used those skills later in life to participate in ham radio. So that's my interest.
Oh, that sounds great. People recognise that you've come here from somewhere. Would you like to tell us where you're from?
I was born in Scotland 54 years ago. I know I don't sound Scottish, but I am. I was born just outside of Glasgow, and my partner Annie is from Glasgow as well. And we have moved to Western Australia from Falkirk, which is a large town almost smack bang in the middle of the central belt of Scotland between Edinburgh and Glasgow. And we've moved here mainly on the basis of weather and lifestyle. But my partner, Annie, is an Australian citizen. She lived and worked in Sydney for a number of years for one of the major banks here and her citizenship. And that's the reason why we've come back.
Well, welcome and glad to have you here. And very importantly, glad to have you on the News West team. And we look forward to having a good time with you on the team. Thanks for that. Well, and everybody will hear your dulcet tones on News West.
I'm delighted, to be honest with you. I'm a graduate of what I think people still describe these days as lifelong learning. And I think that trying to develop new skills, especially trying to record things, which is certainly something I've never done before, is going to be a great experience. And I'm delighted to be part of the team. So thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So thanks, Paul. Welcome aboard. Hi, Greg, VK6 Lima Hotel. G'day, Greg, and thank you for coming on board the News West team. Would you like to tell us something about your amateur radio life?
It's been a long time. My dad's been a ham since I was about probably 11, and I used to hang out with him in the shack. He'd send slow scan and do packet radio, and we'd meet all kinds of interesting people. And I decided then I was going to study for a license, and I studied, and I didn't do anything. And then I think when I turned 39, I went to ham college and sat my full call and got it. So no standard, no foundation, straight to full call. I encourage others to do the same.
Well, thanks for that. I heard that you're a bit crazy, so that's probably why you joined this team. But your voice is very welcome, and thank you very much for standing up and volunteering to come onto the team. Didn't even have to be
nabbed. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Okay, thanks very much, Greg.
No worries.
This is News West from VK6 ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Well, this guy needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. This is Mac VK6, Mike. And he's talking about his introduction to contesting way back.
While I was still at school, I had a nearby friend called Michael McMullen, who was also interested in radio. We often spoke about who would be the first to get an amateur licence and the call sign VK6MM, which had not yet been issued. He became acquainted with an active amateur a few hundred metres north of his place. We visited this amateur one Saturday evening whilst the Remembrance Day contest was on. He was using phone, AM of course, and as we watched and listened, his new Butte final amplifier tube gave up. He had a spare, so with some trepidation he installed that, and gingerly tuned up, only for it to also become an ornament. Disaster. Not quite. Out came the soldering iron and a change of socket to accommodate an 807. We left him carrying on into the night. AM continued to be used for the RD contest, although SSB was being taken up by Sirius DXs. Tom Mulder, VK6MK, gave a talk on one Sunday morning news broadcast about predicting that SSB would become the predominant mode. He had imported Collins equipment, which he used all the time, except for the RD when he would bring out his old AM gear. In the era BC, that is before computers, log checking had to be done by hand. On one occasion when VK6 had the pleasure of this contribution to the RD, a group of us congregated at Jim Rumble, VK6RU's place, where tables were set up in the games room. Received logs were placed in order of call sign around the tables, and each attendee was given logs to check. Each entry in a log had to be checked against the claimed contact in the other log. It was somewhat of a giddying experience going round and round the tables. All contacts claimed had to be interstate. The inclusion of intrastate contacts is a relatively recent innovation. This was still the case when Z calls were introduced. In an attempt to get the newcomers involved, I suggest that they contact the full licensee nearby to offer help, logging or whatever. It caused more aggravation than results, so I abandoned that idea. One contest I entered into on a few occasions was the 40-metre scramble. Such a thing would probably be called a sprint these days, as it was a fairly short duration. I have a certificate in my possession stating that I came first in the CW section. I think it must be a forgery. While I was living at home with my parents, I had no operating desk, but I did have a workshop in an enclosed portion of a lean-to sleep-out on the side of the house. Irrelevant to this ramble, but I can't resist telling you, this was the same space but more recently used for a while by Dennis Muldowney, VK6KAD, as his shack while doing the news broadcasts. It was okay for casual contacts but useless in a contest with log-keeping requirements. In some stage I acquired a modest old wooden-framed caravan and set it up for more convenient operating. I wasn't the only one at that time with such an arrangement. Straps with buckles salvaged from some disposal equipment also screwed to the outside in order to carry portable mast sections and antennas for field days. I remember one field day, or was it field weekend, when John, VK6JO, and I headed for the hills. We used my caravan for operating and his for living. The cars had a bit of a struggle getting sufficient traction up a gravel road, but it was a good sight. Most operation was on 40 metres using my Geloso and 807 transmitter, feeding a guide quarter-way vertical ground plane, and John's homebrew receiver. I can't remember what power source we had. It could have been my disposal single-cylinder generator, which was designed to run a portable radar set. Portable operation became less physically strenuous with the advent of compact, commercially made transceivers with transistors instead of power-hungry valves. For one field day, I simply drove to a nearby park with suitable trees to hold up a wire antenna connected to my transceiver already in the car. Despite several hours of effort, I made zero contacts, but put in a log anyway just to show that I had tried. It was rejected, and I believe others have had the same experience. At least we operated in the spirit of the contest. More recently, when I have operated portable during VHF field days and made no valid contacts, I don't bother submitting a log with zero score anymore. If it's raining, I do even less. I still participate as best I can in the RD contest, but surrounded by an increasing number of defunct transceivers and broken pieces of wire hanging from masts, my score is monotonically decreasing. This year's tally was only 54 contacts worth 76 points. I always tell myself that I'll try harder next year.
The 77th running of the Oceania DX contest is coming soon on airwaves near you. The SSB contest is on Saturday, October the 1st, and the CW on the following weekend, that's Saturday, October the 8th, both starting at 0600 Zulu. The rules for 2022 are now available and have been posted at the website OceaniaDXContest.com. Did you get that? OceaniaDXContest.com. There are new plaques on offer this year too. Oscar Reyes VK3TX is sponsoring two new plaques to help promote participation by younger entrants as follows. World Youth Phone Plaque to be awarded to the highest scoring youth entrant, that's no older than 25 years of age, from outside Oceania in any of the phone single operator categories. Australia Youth Phone Plaque to be awarded to the highest scoring youth entrant, again, no older than 25 years, from Australia in any of the phone single operator categories. Rather controversially for some people, the OCDX committee has incorporated this into the rules. In response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, facilitated by the Belarusian government, the OCDX Context Committee has decided to limit the participation of stations from Russia, Belarus, and the separative Donbas region of the Ukraine that has the unofficial D1 prefix in the 2022 OCDX contest. Logs submitted by these stations will be treated as check logs, and contacts with these stations by other stations will have 0 points value and will not count as multipliers. It's been heard that some stations won't be participating, as amateur radio should be above politics. That choice is up to the individual.
The Russian Worldwide Digital Contest is on the weekend 1st and 2nd October. The organizer of the contest is the Russian Digital Radio Club. The Russian Worldwide Digital Contest uses the RTTY and BPSK63 modes and is conducted according to the present rules annually on the first weekend of October. We invite all fans of digital modes to take part in the contest from 12 o'clock UTC on Saturday the 1st of October till 11:59 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of October 2022. Types of modulations allowed are RTTY 45 and BPSK 63. Repeat contacts are permitted on different bands and different modes, providing that a contact will be made not earlier than in 3 minutes. The output power should not exceed the power allowed by the license held by the participant. QRP power should not exceed 5 watts. The operator may change bands no more than 10 times within the calendar hour, with 0 on the 59th minute of each hour. Only one transmitted signal is permitted at any time. The allowed bands are 160 meters, 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, 15 meters, and 10 meters. All logs must be sent no later than 5 days after the contest. Visit the website for the complete rules. rdrclub.ru.
One way we can get an idea of how we're going is by taking callbacks, which, apart from its social aspect, gives us a way to keep a score on how many people are listening to the news broadcasts. Sometimes you aren't able to do a callback, especially if listening online, on podcast or YouTube, but we have a plan for you. On our VK6.net website, there's a callback button right there on the front page. It's a rectangular shape, and it's bright orange or a rather earthy brown, depending on how your device displays it. Just click on that and you can register your callback, and you also have the option of leaving feedback. Feedback always seems to be positive and encouraging, so let's share some with you. The first one, it's priceless. Wifey made me go to Bunnings, so couldn't hang around for the callback. Thanks, Mark and team. 73, Adam. Good clear WIA and News West signal on 6 metres from VK6RAP. However, there was no callback, so I'm logging a callback online. Cheers, Mark. As usual, another good news broadcast with real news. 73, Paul. Thanks for another great edition of the news. Gentlemen, the VK6AR broadcast of August the 14th was a lovely journey into the past. I had a double take on the pirate article read by Andrew. My first impression was that it was a current report. The majority of the content related to behaviour is so applicable today. How accurate time was distributed was enthralling. Highlighting the many difficulties that were overcome in the past is always a useful way for us to really appreciate how good we have it today. The reflection on the article by Bill Rice, VK3ABP, editor, AR Magazine, was very practical. Knowing that our hobby does encompass so many different aspects should be the very reason that draws us together, as it enables us to demonstrate our humanity, tolerance, a willingness to learn, and many of the principles of the amateur code as expounded by the ARRL. It's a real pity that individual preferences are so often the reason that drives a division between people in groups. To paraphrase an old saying, think twice, speak once would be helpful. Congratulations on another excellent broadcast, Colin.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Here's a quick note from WA Repeater Group via VK6 ZLZ, telling us that the WAG technical and general net will return on Sunday morning, and Barry VK6 Sierra Papa has put his hand up to run the meeting this week. So WAG members and visitors, there it is, the technical and general net on Sunday mornings. Look at the WAG website for details. Have you ever wondered when the next contest will be, or how to find out details of upcoming contests? Alan VK4 Sierra November maintains a contest calendar at his website vk4sn.com. Alan remarked to me the other day that a number of people in the RD contest seem to be forgetting to press enter to save their QSOs. When you're logging in a contest, your contact isn't recorded until you click on save or press enter or whatever's needed to save your contact. And while we're talking about logging software, please make sure that you have the latest version or the latest version of the configuration files installed. Now, we'll be without Andrew for a couple of weeks, so just as well that we have new members on the team. Enjoy your well-deserved break, Andrew. We're only giving you a small reminder about Perth Tech this week. It's on Saturday the 22nd of October. We've told you that before. With add-on bits on Friday and Sunday. The main show is on the Saturday. Attendance is by prior registration only. No walk-ins. It's free, but there is an obligatory $20 fee towards catering. And it's totally guaranteed that you'll get more than your $20 worth. Registration is via the vk6.net website.
The VK QRP Club runs QRP Hours contests twice during the year. 1 hour is dedicated to CW and digital modes, followed by 1 hour of SSB. There's one contest on 80 metres in the autumn, usually mid-April, and another on 40 metres in the spring. These contests give you a chance to test your QRP operating skills, your QRP equipment, and to meet other QRP operators in a fun and challenging way. The QRP Hours contest is named because of the way it's structured, with 1 hour dedicated to CW and digital modes, followed by 1 hour of SSB. The QRP Hours contest varies throughout the year, operating with slightly different conditions. So please have a look at the contest rules by doing a search for QRP Hours Contest 2022 April Rules. The aim of the contest is to make as many contacts in a 1 hour period. The contest is open to all amateur radio operators. The QRP Hours 40 meter contest for 2022 is on October the 23rd, starting at 0400 UTC and ending at 0600. That's 2 hours. The first hour, as I said before, is CW. The other SSB. Logs can be sent immediately after the close of the contest, and they close on the 31st of October at 1100 UTC. Send your logs to vklogchecker.com.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
News West uses two main sources for its history of amateur radio episodes. These are the website of Will, Victor Kilo 6 Uniform Uniform, where he displays the fruits of his decades-long project of scanning the amateur radio magazine. The other source is the Trove website of the National Library of Australia. Next week is History Week on News West, And although there's still plenty of material on tap in the resources we use, there's a great untapped resource out there that we'd love to access. It would be great to hear from you or your club. There's so much material and fascinating stories sitting out there in your heads or on club records. How about sharing those with us? Let's try and make next week a bumper edition that we can all enjoy. Of course, we can record your piece if required, but it would be better in your own voice. We often receive very adequate audio files recorded on a mobile phone. If you can, submit it as a 256 kilobyte MP3 sound file, although any format will do. Just use the best quality recording your device can offer. The News West team use and recommend Audacity to do the editing job. It's free and available for all computer platforms and is very easy to use. Please give it a go and send it to us as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
Well, I hope Roy's all right. I did give notice last week and in an email to him just today, and an email to WA Hams earlier in the week, reminding him about the early closing this week so that I can go to Ham Campion. But he hasn't shown up, so I hope he's okay, and we'll probably get a double dose next week. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks to the broadcast team. The studio team this week were Andrew, Roy, Mike, Greg and Paul, and I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. A big shout out to the gang at the Mayan Up Ham Campion, some of whom may be listening to the morning broadcasts. One thing's for certain, the guys at Mayan Up will be on air, making a noise.